Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Little Marshall Tucker bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Greg Sullivan, award-winning entrepreneur, the chief technical officer at Global Velocity, globalvelocity.com. Greg, tell us what you guys do.
So we are in the information-centric security business. We help people secure their data at rest inside their organization, in motion as it leaves, in the cloud if you use cloud services, and if you are unfortunate enough to have had your data stolen and be presented for sale on the internet black markets, we can find it there too.
All right. And so in the previous segment, folks, and by the way, Greg's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 17 years. And so we've relied on him heavily over the years. And so in the previous segment, we talked about inside issues where a lot of your cyber threats originate with lack of training of your employees and especially new employees, and making sure that they don't click on the wrong things that come in, the stupid stuff that comes in over email. It's one of my biggest concerns around here. I go through, when we have a new employee, I myself talk to them about things like that. I don't farm that out. And so now let's talk about this other thing that results from a bad click, from somebody doing something bad inside, which is the ransomware. Tell us about that.
So a couple things about ransomware to know. A lot of people think, well, that won't happen to me. My data is not that valuable, or, you know, they can't get, you know, that much ransom from me. But ransomware spreads not by, you know, not with target intention. It just spreads like a virus. It just goes wherever it can, mm-hmm. not that it needs to. So when it arrives on your computer, because you click the link or open something, is the most likely way it would get there, or stuck a USB drive in that had malware on it. Those are the most common ways. So,
really?
Once it arrives, you know, unless you've done some things, they pretty much have you. And they're really clever. They'll figure out what they can get from you. You know, so, and it's becoming a big, big industry, the malware industry. So, and more people are learning about Bitcoins than ever thought they would. But, Jim, there are some things you can do to avoid being in that situation.
All right. Tell us about it.
So, first of all, keep your operating systems upgraded. I don't know if people saw the latest Windows announcement, the Windows upgrade. It's really targeted to defend against malware or ransomware. So who knows how good it is or not. I mean, the public doesn't really know yet. We'll find out in time. But good, we call this good cyber hygiene. Mm-hmm. So keep your operating systems upgraded, whether you're on Mac or Windows or Linux or whatever. So do that. But the great offense against ransomware is a disciplined backup policy. Okay? So if ransomware gets a hold of your computer, all you have to do is go back to where you were before. The worst thing that could happen in that scenario is you got to recreate some data, a day's
right.
worth of data, a few hours' worth of data, you know, whatever. But
so
good discipline backup. Yeah, go ahead.
So let's talk about how this works. So what happens is you turn your computer on, and there's a notice that says, hey, we have you. We own you. We know we want $2,500.
Right.
To release your data. If you decide not to, if you've done this backup like you're talking about, and you tell them to, you know, to shove it, then what do you do? How do you get rid of all that and start over?
Well, you've got to go back to the point where the malware either takes control, or the ransomware. I keep saying malware.
Right.
The ransomware takes control, or the
But how do you get rid of what's? I mean, how? All right, so let's say I've got it backed up and it's over on another drive somewhere that they don't have access to. Can I reinstall that and just delete everything else? And does that delete the ransomware too?
Yeah. So there are products. You know, you can search for them. They'll do that. Or I know, you know, like in my hometown here in St. Louis, I know a company. There's a great small business.
Right.
They're called Computer Problem Busters. They can come in and remove that stuff. There are people that know how to do it. You can find them.
Right.
There are tools that can help you get rid of it. But
one thing I want to,
you don't want it to get there in the first place.
Before we wrap up, I want to make sure that people understand that ransomware is, I mean, this is designed for small companies, isn't it?
Jim, these guys are very, very smart, and they're good at business.
Right.
And they figure out, you know, what they can get, and that's what they go for. And most people are willing to pay it because they price it just right.
What's it, $1,500, $2,500, something like that?
Well, it depends on your situation, right? They'll figure out how to price it to get the most out of you so that you can avoid the inconvenience of having
about
to recover
the crooks,
from a backup.
The crooks have a pricing strategy. How about that, folks?
They do.
That's amazing. Hey, Greg, good job today. Keep up the good work. Keep up with the good information, and come back soon with more to help us with.
You bet, Jim. Good luck and congratulations on 19 years. I look forward to celebrating 20 with you.
There you go. Globalvelocity.com, right?
That's right.
Check out the website, folks. See what if he can help you, I promise you he will. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.